This is Amanda Kunert for Stowe Speaks Oral History Project. The following interview was conducted on Wednesday, October 6, 2010, with Stuart Bouchard in his home on River Road, also known as Grandma's Bird Ranch, in Stowe, Vermont. Joining us during the interview is Mr. Bouchard's wife, Reba Bouchard. She does not wear a mic during the interview, but I've tried to increase the volume of her voice whenever possible throughout the interview. Mr. Bouchard's father, Phileas Bouchard, was part owner in the Fork and Spoon Company, which was part of Stoweware in Stowe. Mr. Bouchard tells us what he remembers about his father and the history of the Fork and Spoon Company.
Came to Stowe in 1937 with my folks. They originally stayed in a house up in the village until my father bought some house and land down at Goldbrook. And then he went in business with Gail Shaw, Wayne Burt, and Fred Smith as partners with Stoweware. And it's called the Fork and Spoon Company. And he made all his own machines to make the wooden spoons and forks.
And what was your father's name?
Phileas J. Bouchard. That's my middle name.
Okay.
It's a French name, I guess. He was French. But I never learned to speak French because my mother couldn't stand not understanding it, so.
Now, where was your father born?
In Chateauguay, New York. And then they moved to Vermont. And from Vermont, they moved to Rhode Island.
Now, what brought them to Vermont?
It was up in Berlin someplace. Which, actually, when they put the interstate through, he said they went through the land where his farm was for the interstate.
So you were born where?
I was born in South Burlington. After they moved back to Stowe, he met my mother in Massachusetts, and they lived in Massachusetts for a while until about 1928 or 1927. They moved to South Burlington. And I was born there.
And what year were you born in?
In 1928, the year after the flood.
So what brought your father and mother to Stowe?
Those three men from Stowe went down, and they wanted him to come up to make his wooden salad sets to go with their salad bowls they made. So he moved to Stowe, and they put on an addition in the store building up here. It's a Tubbs factory now. The outside place there is the extension they made for the Fork and Spoon Company. And we ran that until I worked there. I went to work about 44 or so. I was in high school. I'd go after school to work. And I worked there for about 25 years. And then the Japanese could send the stuff in cheaper than we could make it. So I'd go out of business.
Now, did your dad ever share any memories with you or stories with you about his partnership and working, what it was like to move up here and get started in the business?
He did very well, actually. He bought the house down there, and he always had cars. He bought a cabin cruiser boat on Lake Champlain. We had that on our honeymoon. When we got back, we went to Niagara Falls and when we came back, they had us go out on the boat, and they had the boat all fixed up for us. So we spent a week on that.
And you said when they first moved to Stowe, they lived in the lower village?
They lived it's a building that Henry Simonov owned, right beside the Masonic Hall.
Okay.
That little building right there, that's where he lived there until he bought the house down below.
Now, tell me about the house that you bought. Where exactly is this house that you grew up in?
Right across the road from the Goldbrook Campground. The one that it burned down here a couple of years ago. And my son's got it now, and he put a new house on there. Had to finish burning down the house because it was all burnt from inside. There wasn't anything left to it.
What do you remember? Do you know what year that house was built in, the original house that you lived in growing up?
When it burned, you mean?
Or when it was built.
How old was that house? Oh, that house was old. Walter Ather owned it when my father bought it. It was an old farmhouse, an old house then, and then he rebuilt it, put an addition on it, put an upper story on it, and that was around probably 39 or 40, 39 I think. My sister graduated from high school 38, the year after we got here, and we moved down there. I think we only spent about a year up in the village. And then we bought the house.
And so how many siblings did you have?
I had two sisters, Alice and Hazel.
And then where did you fall in the, were you the oldest, middle, youngest?
Oh, I was the youngest. And they both married Deweys, Giles Dewey and Harold Dewey.
Okay. So did they continue living in Stowe after they were married?
They originally were living in Stowe. I guess they, I don't know if they lived in Waterbury. I don't know. Before they moved to Connecticut, Hazel. I don't remember just. But they moved to Connecticut about the time they got married, and right after they graduated.